Joining us right now is a return specialist and a wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. On top of that, he is an All-Pro. He is a two-time Pro Bowler. He leads the league in kickoff and punt return average this season. He was the 88th pick overall in 2010 out of the Citadel. Buffalo is 4-0. They're supposed to be in Tennessee at the Titans on Sunday. We will get into that momentarily. Andre Roberts is my guest. Andre, it's great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good. Good to visit with you. So let me first ask you, you're a quarter of the way through the season. You're 4-0. You've got that two-game lead in the AFC East. What is the vibe like around the team in terms of how the season has gone so far?
Yeah, obviously it's pretty good. We haven't been 5-0 here for a while, so that's our next goal. You know, the first quarter of the season is done, so now we're on to the second quarter. We got our heads down, and we're just trying to get to 1-0 this quarter.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. You got your heads down because the offseason was so unusual and so unpredictable. But from the outside, it seems like everybody on your team was completely locked in and focused. How do you explain that level of focus during an offseason where there were so many potential distractions?
Yeah, I think just coming off of last year, you know, we had a decent year. We didn't finish how we wanted in the playoffs, but I think, you know, a lot of the guys came back with the right mindset. We had some pieces in the off season, and guys are just ready to come back and get back to work. We knew we had something special going on here. We just had to put the work in, and hopefully we can continue that going forward.
Andre Roberts is joining us from the Buffalo Bills. So there are a number of things about your journey that I want to get to before I let you go, but currently you've got the Titans on the schedule for Sunday. They had another positive test this morning, which brings their total number of players and staffers with positive tests to 23. So what kind of communication has there been on your end and among your team about whether or not that game is actually going to be played on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, from what we've heard, the game is going to be played. We don't know what day, but we do know that we want to play the game. So we're just preparing and getting ready to go like every week. If we get it delayed till Monday or Tuesday or whenever we play it, we'll be ready. A little time off, I don't think it's going to hurt anybody in our team, but we'll be ready to go. We're focused.
Andre Roberts, my guest. Hey, listen, I hear what you're saying. I know you're going to get your work in no matter what. You're going to be ready no matter what. But when you talk about a little bit of time off, like, do you have any concerns about going up against a team that's got that many positive tests? I mean, would a few extra days make you feel any better about that? Are you concerned about that?
I think our head coach has the perfect mindset. He said previously that he wouldn't feel comfortable with us going to Tennessee. If he didn't feel comfortable with what's going on with the COVID there. So he's preached to us that he's very comfortable with saying that, and he wants to take care of us and our family. So if that ended up being the case, we would just follow his lead. But like I said, we're going to be ready to go. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
We're talking Andre Roberts, the Buffalo Bills. So you're currently averaging 15 and a half yards per punt return, nearly 35 yards per kickoff return. Let me ask you about punt returns first. To me, to most people, that's the scariest job in the league. What kind of a mindset or mental approach do you have to be a great punt returner in the NFL?
Yeah, I always tell people when they ask me this question, you have to have a little screw loose. And I honestly believe that. I mean, you got guys running down full speed at you, and you can fair catch, but usually the better ones in the league don't like to fair catch and want to be aggressive. And you know everybody on the field knows that you're getting the ball. It's not like playing receiver. They know exactly where the ball is going, and once you get the ball in your hands, you have to just try to do something with it. But I always say you have to have a little bit of a screw loose to be back there and feel comfortable and be one of the best at it.
I mean, dude, seriously, I really appreciate that response. It seems to me you would have to, whether it's a screw loose or just some different kind of, like, gene, like, genetically, like, there's got to be a courage
that you have to have back there for sure.
Yeah, you got to have something. So, like, and you keep getting better and better at it as your career goes on. So in addition to having a screw loose, how much of being a great return man is about pure speed, and how much of it is about courage? And then how much of it is about knowing what your opponent is going to do or try to do?
It's a little bit of all of what you just said. Obviously, you have to have the courage to catch the ball when you know you got guys bearing down on you. Speed is definitely a factor to be in the punt return and the kick return game. You got to be able to get up and go after you catch the ball. And yeah, the scheme is very important, especially with the punters that are in the league now. Like one of the guys we'll be playing this week, and Brett Kern, they're really good at directionally kicking the ball and putting the ball in a spot where it's hard to get a good return. So, you know, you have guys you go up against and you understand what they're trying to do to you, and you try to take advantage any way you can if they hit or miss it.
Andre Roberts joining us on the program. I mentioned your journey. Now, your journey to this point is pretty amazing. You've spent time with Arizona, Washington, Detroit, Atlanta, and the Jets. So what has your time in Buffalo been like so far?
It's been awesome. Coach McDermott's been awesome. I knew Lorenzo Alexander before I got here, and he was telling me about this place and how he felt about where the culture was going, and it's been nice. The one thing I don't think I'll ever get used to, but I don't mind, is the cold. I don't think you can ever get used to the cold up here, but I don't mind it, and I actually enjoy playing in it because the other teams that come here have to feel what we're living in it each and every day.
Now, as some people know, you are an enormous traveler, and you've said that it goes back to your childhood. Your parents were in the Army, so you were born in Alaska, then you spent time in Texas and South Carolina, the Virgin Islands, and then back to South Carolina again. I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, I've told the story before, but I grew up in Southern California. I moved once, and I'm still jacked up, and that was like in the eighth grade. What was it like to move around that much when you were growing up?
Yeah, both my parents were in the military, so it was kind of just a thing, you know. Military brats are just known to move around. It was kind of just our thing. And when you're young, you know, you don't know much different. You just go with the flow, and try to make friends wherever you go. And, it's kind of been, I think, why I love traveling today. And, I guess I took that on in the league as well, because this is my sixth team, but hopefully I can stay in Buffalo for a little while longer.
All right, so traveling. In terms of traveling, you've been to every continent in the world, including Antarctica, when you went with Larry Fitzgerald. What was that trip like?
Yeah, you know, when you go to Antarctica, it's not many people that say they've been to Antarctica, right? And if someone was telling you their favorite vacation spots, I'm sure Antarctica would not come up. But that was definitely one of my favorite trips, just being able to see the icebergs and the seals. And you know, there's nothing else like it, obviously. You're going down to the South Pole, and it was a pretty special experience.
All right, so as part of that experience, I know that you guys did a polar plunge, and Fitz likes to talk about how you guys had barbecue, and the barbecue, it was so cold that the moment it hit your plate, it was cold.
It was cold. But
yeah,
it
so
was crazy.
Dude, what was that plunge like, and then what was the barbecue like?
Well, the plunge was just like jumping in a cold tub, just a lot colder. And it was in the ocean, so there was nothing really to hang back onto like the side of a cold tub, but that was pretty interesting. And yeah, the barbecue was just like you said. I mean, you know, we had a barbecue on the back of the boat, and you could see the steam coming from the food, and it hit the plate, it's like the steam is gone, even though it's still a little warm. And if you don't start eating it fast, it would be cold. So yeah, it was a different experience for a barbecue, but experience I'm glad I had.
We're talking Andre Roberts. All right, so what about the plunge? Like, do you do that because you're just trying to challenge yourself? Do you do it because Fitz is there and he's talking junk? Do you do it because there's, like, recovery benefits? Why did you do that?
Yeah, so the polar plunge was really supposed to be just running into the water when we were on shore one time, but we knew that there was a such thing as a polar plunge, and we looked it up, and we wanted to jump off a boat into the ocean. So that's kind of how it came about. And it's not a recovery thing. It's you pretty much get in and get out. But you know, just to say you did it, you jump in the Arctic Sea is pretty cool.
Dude, it sounds more like a survival thing. Like you survive it, and then they give you a shirt, and then you keep moving. Now, is it true? Did you once eat termites in Panama? And if so, how did that go?
How'd you hear about that one?
I just heard about that one, man. It's my job to hear about stuff like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we, but I did. we were in Panama together, and me and Fitz, and they were like, yeah, the termites, they eat them here. It tastes like pepper. I'm like, really? You know, I try anything once. So I tried it, and it wasn't a good experience. I don't know if it tastes like pepper or not, but it didn't sit on my stomach well. And it was coming out of both ends for a little while there, but I had Pepto-Bismol with me and some Imodium, and it helped stop me up.
Right, dude. Just get a cork up there. That's, of course, they came out both ends, man. They're termites.
When you go out the country, you know, sometimes there's crickets and, you know, things like that you might want to, you know, probably not want to try, but just to say you did it, just to see how it is. And I'll never do that again, obviously. I don't think I'll ever do the cricket thing. And there's some other things I won't speak about that I probably won't ever do, but I do love to travel, and hopefully when all this COVID is done, I can get back out there. But there's some things that I just won't do now.
All right, so I get that. So really quickly, so, I mean, you do love traveling. You mentioned Fitz, and you went to Antarctica. You went to Panama. He loves you. He said, quote, "I feel like Dre in a different life would be my blood brother. We have so much in common." What's he like as a guy to travel with, and how are the two of you guys so connected the way you are?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we spent some time in Arizona, and we built our relationship there. But, yeah, he's definitely – my big brother, and he showed me the ropes and helped me out with a lot of things in life, especially through this NFL process. But just traveling, playing golf. We spent a lot of time with each other in the off season playing golf, and we just got a lot of things in common with, you know, our families and how we want our lifestyle to be after we're playing football and things we're interested in. So. We have a lot of great conversations during the season and definitely during the off season.
All right, so how's your stick? What's your number? What kind of a golfer are you?
Well, this off season I got down to a .8.
Dude.
So, yeah, I was playing some good golf this off
season. Wow.
I put the sticks away once training camp comes, but that's the lowest I've ever gotten. So.
That's unbelievable. What's your favorite track?
I played, so one of the things that me and Larry say is we take our golf clubs with us like it's our toothbrush. So we take them everywhere. But one of my favorite tracks is definitely in New South Wales in Australia, one of my favorite places to go. It's on the ocean, and it gets a little windy there, but it's beautiful.
That's awesome. He is a Buffalo Bills return specialist and a wide receiver. Excuse me, he's an all-pro, a two-time Pro Bowler. Buffalo at Tennessee, like maybe Sunday, maybe a couple of days after. We'll wait and see. Andre Roberts, my guest. Andre, really good to have you on the show. In fact, thanks for closing the show. That's how you do it. Appreciate you.
Nice being with you, Joe.
Great talking to you, Andre. Sincerely. What a great story. What a great dude.